This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Those of you who had wireless service on their bingo card of Google's plans to take over the world, well, today is your day. The once upon a time just a search engine company is said to be getting into the wireless technology space. Google would effectively rent excess network capacity from Sprint and T-Mobile and then resell its own wireless plans to customers. But as with everything Google touches, it's going to change the market just by being in it. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has that story.
The wireless industry is already highly competitive, with carriers jockeying to provide cheaper plans and shorter contracts. So it might seem odd that Google would want to get into the game.
I think that they're looking at adding some other type of value beyond just a cheaper price.
Bill Menezes is with the research firm Gartner. He says Google will likely come up with some kind of wireless services plus package.
They have other things to offer, right? Whether it's YouTube-oriented or something related to Google Apps if you're a business.
In other words, he doubts Google will just use T-Mobile and Sprint's wireless networks and charge customers a few bucks less for similar packages. Sprint wouldn't comment on the rumored deal. T-Mobile pretty much said, go ask Google. Google is keeping mum. Bailing Yin at Stanford's Institute of Economic Policy Research says a move from Google could be disruptive to the industry. She could imagine Google trying to perfect a way of letting customers move seamlessly between wireless and Wi-Fi service.
The innovation here is going to be for them to discover ways in which they can provide ubiquitous access to ultimately what Google wants, which is Google's applications.
Yin says ultimately, Google may just want to learn more about being a carrier and experiment with ways to expand internet access in remote areas. What's in it for Sprint and T-Mobile? If Google pays to use their excess network capacity, that would help offset the costs they incurred for building up their wireless networks. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
One more quick thing before we move on. The dollar wars are over. Shareholders in Family Dollar Stores approved a deal that would sell the company to Dollar Tree today. That scuppers a higher hostile offer from Dollar General, which is now completely, totally cleared to you, I know.